With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk leaves behind a remarkable legacy. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As he mourns the fatal shooting of one of his top political allies, the president said Kirk's impact on conservative politics will carry on.
We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on.
He also announced plans to posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the wake of the assassination, Jim Paff, the president of the Conservative Caucus, says,
"We need national unity amongst citizens to recognize that this is an outrage and these sorts of things cannot happen. But when I recall that Joe Biden said that MAGA is the greatest threat to America and Donald Trump's the greatest threat to America, and I hear the other things that Democrats have been saying for 10 years now, I don't give them, I'm not going to give them any ground to walk on."
Paff made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The Federal Aviation Administration will charge $3.1 million in fines to Boeing over safety violations, including an incident in January of last year when an Alaska Airlines jetliner lost a door plug panel on its fuselage in mid-flight. No one was seriously injured. The plane landed safely. The agency says the proposed penalty covers violations from September of 2023 through February of 2024. Authorities say Polish and Allied aircraft were deployed in a preventive operation for a couple hours yesterday in Poland's airspace. Russian drones wandered into that airspace last week. This is SRN News. The Ukrainian government has declared that a branch of the Orthodox Church has failed to sever all ties with Moscow and could soon be banned. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church disputes the government's assertion that it has not fully broken off its historic relationship with the Russian Orthodox Church. The looming ban would affect one of two rival branches of Orthodoxy in Ukraine, underscoring the turbulent role of religion as Ukraine fends off the Russian invasion. Orthodoxy is the majority religion in both Russia and Ukraine and has served as a cultural and spiritual battleground in tandem with the wider war. A federal judge has ruled that a Detroit area city that banned gay pride flags from publicly owned flagpoles did not violate the Constitution. U.S. District Judge David Lawson has dismissed a lawsuit against Hamtramck 2 years after the city council voted to allow only five kinds of flags to fly on public property. Pride flags were flown before, but some members of the All-Muslim Council said it clashed with their beliefs. This is SRN News. Falling birth rates and rising life expectancies have combined to bring the aging revolution to nearly every corner of the globe.
In sub-Saharan Africa, old age is coming with hardship, like scarce medical care and many living in deep poverty. For nurse Winnie Katwisije, working with Uganda's elderly is God's work. Katwisije does what she can to meet the need.
People who are getting old should also be considered as people.
At her job with Reach One Touch One Ministries, Katwisije travels into the mountains by motorcycle to the villages where these often neglected elders live. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Today is Sunday, September the 14th. It's the 257th day of 2025. On this date in history, 1847, during the Mexican-American War, U.S. forces under General Winfield Scott took control of Mexico City. On this date in 1901, President William McKinley died. He was assassinated. This is SRN News.